Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. In today's video, I'm going to provide you with a very vivid example of why learning word groups and phrases as opposed to learning individual words is very important. As a matter of fact, it's of the utmost importance if you're really serious about your English fluency and fluency in any other language for that matter, in case you're learning some other language on top of English. So what happened to me last week was the following. My daughter, she's participating in a German student exchange program. So basically my daughter is learning the German language. And she went to Germany a few months ago, and now the German partner, who happens to be learning the English language, came over to us, right? And she lived with us for a week. And so it happens that I have studied some German in the past. To be more specific, it was 7 years, and it's a long time. So in theory, I should be able to speak fluent German, but as you may know, the traditional way of learning languages doesn't necessarily facilitate your ability to speak. And needless to say, after all these years, I've also lost all the ability to understand and write and read in German. So basically, there's just a few words that I recognize nowadays. But the funny thing is that when that girl was living with us, I was trying to kind of remember a few German words, and then one after another, some random words started popping up in my mind, right? But the thing is, I didn't know how to use them. I would suddenly have this realization of what a particular thing is called in German, but I wouldn't be able to string a sentence together. Whereas those few, relatively few phrases, German phrases, that is, that I learned all those years ago, I could just speak them out loud without any thinking whatsoever. Which goes to show, my friends, that learning entire sentences and phrases is the way forward. As a matter of fact, it's the only way you'll be able to actually speak a language spontaneously and without much thinking, right? And that is the main message of this video. If you're still following the traditional language learning way, whereby you're learning individual words and then trying to stick them together, thus forming longer sentences, stop doing that immediately, right? And you may want to check out this article, and there's a video as well, and you will be able to perform a test whereby you will learn why contextual learning is paramount if you're anything serious about your fluency. And you'll also learn how exactly it works. And that's, by the way, how the English Harmony system works as well. You are basically taught various phrases, sentences, and then you're required to participate in dialogues. And you develop your ability to speak without much thinking, right? And another example of the effectiveness of learning entire sentences and phrases can be observed whenever I'm trying to remember some Romanian, right, that I learned a few years ago. Well, 12 years ago. Whether that constitutes a few or not, I'll let you be the judge of it, right? But the fact is, I was learning conversational Romanian. Basically, there were no books, there was no traditional methodology involved. I was purely picking up some Romanian as I was working together with some Romanian fellas, right? And the thing is, my friends, I can still remember all those phrases after all these years, even though I haven't been using any Romanian, right? I still remember those phrases, and they just come out of my mouth without much thinking, right? So there you go. That's a home take lesson for you today, my friends. And thanks for watching. Please like this video if you enjoyed and found useful what I was saying. And obviously, if you have any questions or comments of any nature, well, it has to do something with the English language, obviously, and fluency improvement in general, right? But basically, if you have any questions, you are welcome to publish them in the comment section below. All right, thanks for watching, my friends, and chat to you soon. Bye-bye.